If there is anything besides the self, there is reason to fear. Who sees the second? First, the ego arises and sees the objects as external. If the ego does not arise, the self alone exists and there is no second. That is a quote by Ramana Maharishi. This is episode 260 on the Hidden Why podcast, my solo show.
You're listening to The Hidden Why with your host, Lee.
G'day, gang. Welcome to The Hidden Why podcast. My name is Lee Munnelty, The Hidden Why Guy, helping you discover your hidden why. And when you do that, living life with greater passion and purpose. Guys, today is a solo thought of mine inspired by Ryan Holiday's book, Ego is the Enemy. It was one of my top books for last year. Certainly recommend you pick it up and have a read if you haven't already yet. But it was a fantastic read and it really got me thinking about ego. I didn't agree with everything that Ryan mentioned and it certainly created new thought as well of my own. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. I wanted to talk about the ego and why I believe that, you know, ego is not necessarily the enemy, but we have to be aware of it. We have to be mindful of our ego as to how it affects our lives. It is great. It can have a great impact. So enjoy this thought, guys. If you do love it, if you think there's some value in it, some insight that perhaps your friends or colleagues or people on your social network might enjoy, share it out to them for me and leave me a review or comments online as well at thehiddenwhy.com. As always, guys, make sure you've subscribed to The Hidden Why podcast and to The Hidden Why newsletter. I send out a newsletter once every week. And also, guys, this is the time where you can start to check out my THYTV, a created video series on YouTube. So I'll put the links to that at thehiddenwhy.com as well. Guys, enjoy this one and enjoy the show. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
This is The Hidden Why, discussing ideas and thoughts on living life with passion and finding your hidden why, your reason, your purpose.
G'day guys, welcome to The Hidden Why podcast. I wanted to shoot a quick show today about the ego and my thoughts on the ego recently that I've had in thanks to a book by Ryan Holiday called Ego is the Enemy. That's why this thought has come about, because I've thought about it more. Certainly has been something that's been on the mind for some time now, and I don't always think about it, but certainly with books like this, it certainly brings back some ideas and just brings back into my conscious awareness that, you know, what my ego is and how that controls me, how that directs my behaviors in my life. I suppose starting with a definition of the ego first would be a good call. And certainly in Ego is the Enemy, the book by Ryan Holiday, he describes, or the definition he uses to go by in the book, is that ego is an unhealthy belief in your own importance. And that's really what it is. If I look it up online here, it says a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. And, you know, we all have this sense of self-esteem and self-importance. For me, I really feel that's a great definition that we can go off for this chat today. But I also want to just look at the ego as a sense of who we are. It's a way to define who we are. And again, that attaches to our level of importance or what we, you know, what we think our importance is. And it doesn't need to be unhealthy. It can be healthy and unhealthy, I think. And certainly, whilst I loved Ryan Holiday's book, I don't agree that ego is always entirely the enemy. He talks about the ego from a sense that, you know, from three aspects of life. So that's in our aspirations, our failings, and there was another area as well, which I can't remember quite off the bat. Let me just have a quick look. So it was our aspirations, our failings, and the other area was in success. Yeah, so aspirations, success, and failures, and how ego can contribute to those. Now, why I believe that it's important to have an awareness around the ego is because certainly in relation to those fields that Ryan Holiday addressed, that ego can be destructive. It can be the wrong source of our motivation. It can take us off the rails and cause us to have the wrong type of success in life. So I want to address that. I believe that, you know, without an ego, who then are we? And that's a really interesting question to bring up. And I thought about that as well. I thought, well, if ego is an enemy, then what are we without it? Like, if we don't have this ego to define ourselves by, our self-importance, then who then do we become? Or what are we? And what does that really mean? I mean, why are we here if that's not truly that important? Now, there's been many people that come on my show, and one said recently that you are not that important. I've had it a few times actually from guests on my show. And that was just a lesson that they wanted to share, is that you are not that important. And that's a really healthy reminder sometimes of our importance, because sometimes we can let our ego, this self-importance, take over and start controlling our lives, that it becomes unhealthy. Not only unhealthy in the way it affects other people's, because the ego attaches itself to its self-importance so strongly sometimes that we can actually neglect to think about others. We can neglect to have that empathy or compassion for others when we are controlled that strongly by that ego. And that's unhealthy. So that's unhealthy for outsiders, people external to us. But it's also unhealthy for ourselves. When your ego is controlling you that strongly and you really think that you've got this greater sense of self-purpose, yes, it might drive you forward. It might drive you to do things, but sometimes it can drive you to do the wrong behaviors, to do the wrong things. Sometimes it can drive you too extremely, to the point where you really burn out. That's what can happen from following the ego to that level as well, I believe. So you've really got to have this awareness around what your ego is and what does it mean. So, you know, I don't know what my ego is. I guess for me, it's just the way I define myself, who I think I am and where I fit in this world. And that definition has really just become because that's how I was brought up. That's how I've been conditioned. That's the life I've lived so far based on my experiences and upbringing. And that's how I now define myself. And that, I guess, would be my ego. So for you and each of us, it'll be different based on your individual upbringings and experiences in life. Because all that does is create beliefs. It creates thoughts. It creates this idea of who you are based on all those external factors. And the truth is that if you didn't have an ego, who would you be? Well, you'd just be a being that's more true to a self. And I don't know what that is exactly, but I certainly believe that if we take the time to disconnect, and, you know, I talked about it recently, but really to search within, we might find that truer self that is detached from the ego. And if we can find that truer self, then perhaps we can use that to control our ego. And in that sense, use that sense of self within us to control our ego, to create that definition of who we truly should be in life. Now, that's quite a difficult thought to come to grips with as I speak about it to myself even. I think that's quite slippery, you know. It's well, how does that work? So if you look at your true self, so if you get out there in nature and just spend some time, you know, in meditation or whatever it might be, creating that space and really just searching within and really searching your heart, because I think your heart connects you to your soul, and your heart is what speaks to your mind. And if your ego is in control, I feel that for many of us, it can take over control, and it actually can stop your heart from speaking to your mind, because your ego has created this self-definition. Now, it wants to uphold that self-definition. It wants to hold on to that definition. So what it does, it stops listening to your heart, and it starts observing through your senses, through the body, and through all those external factors that affect those senses. It starts listening to that and basing itself on that. Now, because the ego wants to maintain and uphold its self-definition, it doesn't want the heart to speak to it, because the heart can often question what it's doing. It can question its self-definition. And when it start questioning it, that means it might have to change things. And you know, no one likes change, and certainly our ego doesn't like change. And that's when, you know, you get fear and self-doubt and all these things come up. That's really your ego saying, hey, don't do anything different, because this is who I am. And, you know, by doing something different, you're just going to embarrass yourself. You're going to embarrass me. I'm speaking from the ego now. You're going to embarrass me. And that's not going to be conducive to us living a peaceful life. And I guess, you know, your ego wants a peaceful life, but to be honest, it actually can, if it's not controlled, it can create a very unpeaceful existence, because it'll push you to keep going to find that self-importance. And that'll push you to want that promotion. And that might push you to be nasty or go about things in the wrong sort of way with the wrong behaviors or attitudes. It might push you to you know, hustle, hustle, hustle. And, you know, hustle's great. I think it's really good. And you know, hustle if you wish. You know, not everyone wants to be a Gary Vaynerchuk hustling all the time. There's other beauties in life to be had, but, you know, that's fine too. Do whatever you want to do, but don't let the ego control that, because once you start letting the ego control it, that's when you might lose control of exactly how you're behaving. And if you lose control of that, that can really affect your life in major ways, not just your life itself, but the people outside yourself as well. So there's relationships that you might have. You know, if you really are controlled by that ego and it's really fighting for that sense of title or self-definition, that thing to make it look even more important than we actually are, that can make us do things that aren't conducive to really living a fulfilled, free and happy life. And certainly that's what I've connected with. You know, if I look at my transition from where I was back in the corporate management days and in that sort of environment, you know, there was people that were clearly driven by their egos and they were just aggressive go-getters, and I loved it. I loved the energy, but I just couldn't see the truth to it. And when I was in that zone, I actually felt a discrepancy. And I don't know, maybe I am more attuned to listening to the heart and the soul, but I could see it, and I was changing too, and I was being different myself. Because, you know, we're all driving for that promotion. We're all competing. We all wanted, you know, the fancy car, and we all want to look good and stand out and be the center of attention. That's just the ego really trying to find its sense of self-importance in life. And I felt uncomfortable with that. You know, it just didn't feel right to be someone that I wasn't, you know. It didn't feel authentic. And I think that's what happens with the ego. It can take away that authenticity. And I just observe people, and this is what I enjoy to do. I enjoy to observe people because you can learn amazing things. But just observing people in those environments, it was just amazing what they would do, you know, to just really define their self. And it wasn't really defining their self at all. It was actually removing their ability to be themselves by allowing their ego to control that. So that's what I think about ego, and certainly I don't know if that gives you any great insight, but maybe you can start reflecting on a few of those thoughts there. You know, what is your ego, and what is your self-definition, and why is it that you are striving for, and why is that so important? Is it because you're striving for it to satisfy an ego, to satisfy your sense of self-importance? And that's fine if it is. There's not a problem with it, I don't think, but how is that making you behave? And is that strive forward really conducive to how you really want to be and who you really are? Now, it's hard to remove yourself from that ego and reflect inwards. It takes a little bit of work and time. I don't know if I've done it correctly or I've done it truly myself, but certainly the more I listen to the heart and the more I connect within, the better I can become aware of how my ego is operating and the directions, the behaviors that it's controlling me by. I want to be in control of my ego. I believe that we all want a sense of significance. And I think it's important to, you know, have that desire for that significance, because that creates some momentum and ambition. And if you don't have that, what's the point of living? You know, is it just to sit around and do nothing? You know, there's got to be something there that we want. And if that's driven by the ego, then that's fine. But just be aware of how it's driving you and make sure it's driving you forward truthfully to yourself, and not just because that's the way that we see other people, you know, driving towards. Don't compare yourself with the Joneses, you know, the next door neighbors, the colleague that has the fancy car. You don't have to have a fancy car or a fancy wash. You don't have to buy houses. You don't have to, you know, go out to dinner on a Sunday night and show off your fancy car and eat Italian food on the strip. You know, if you want to do that, that's great. For me personally, no, I don't want to do that shit. I want to, you know, I love cooking, so I'd love to sit at home. And I always wondered with my father, actually, this is an interesting point and a side topic, but he always didn't like going out to dinner, so we never went out to dinner much. And I always go, oh, well, you know, other people do it, and why aren't we? And it's because that's not what it's about, you know. It was for him, being home with family and talking with his boys and having that meal was really where it was at. That's where he felt, you know, alive. It wasn't being out with amongst other people. He did that, you know. He owned a restaurant, so he probably did that for most of, you know, for a big part of his career. And I sort of reflect on that too. Why do we do the things we do, and what purpose does it have? Is it ego-driven, or is it actually more purposeful-driven, a purpose that's from a deeper spot within? And if you really then start asking yourself those questions, you can start looking at the actions that you do day to day. You know, why do you jump on Facebook 27 times for the few hours in the morning that you're up? why do you have need to post certain things on Facebook? I post things on there and I wonder, well, is that just some part of my ego trying to have a sense of self-importance? And I'm just, you've got to create that awareness. Now, it's not wrong or right to be doing that sort of stuff, but just create that awareness around it. And when you have that awareness, at least then you can question yourself on things which are going to be conducive to living the life that you want to live or not conducive to it. So again, I don't believe the ego is necessarily all bad or the enemy. I certainly think it can take control of us. And if that control then leads us on a path that isn't the path that we want to live on, then that's where ego can be unhealthy. So have this greater sense of awareness, really understand that ego, understand your ego, understand your self-importance, what that means to you. And then, you know, start tapping in within as well. Start listening to your soul and your essence and see what that speaks. And perhaps you'll find a discrepancy there. I think most of us will find a discrepancy there if we really do this practice. I've got a discovery questionnaire at thehiddenwhy.com. You can download a copy of that. It's free. Download a copy and go through those questions. That's certainly a great place to start to really sort of look within and go, well, what's important to me? And then once you see how you're living life and what's actually truly important to you, that's when you can actually really start to visualize what your ego is and how that's come about. And perhaps it can help you start doing the work towards, you know, living life more truly to you and taking a little bit more control rather than letting your ego have the reins of life. There you go, guys. There's my thought on ego. I was going to share my thoughts. I did a book review on Ryan Holiday's book a couple of episodes back, so check that out. Just type in Ego is the Enemy, and you'll find this show on that as well. If you haven't listened to it already, I do a book review every Friday, so it's always a good read that I've shared. So check that one out. Absolute fantastic read. I just loved it so much. It was just so purposefully written. And whilst I don't always agree with things I read, I do find great value in reading them. And I had lots of great lessons and insights from Ryan's words in this book. I mean, he shared a lot of thought and on leaders, on successful leaders that we've known and unsuccessful ones and the reasons why. And again, you know, all of them, whether they had success or not, the ego had some part to play in that. And the ones that had more positive success, and I don't mean success in the matter of fortunes, just in success in what they did in life and how they lived it. But the ones that had positive seemed to have more control over that ego, and they didn't allow it to direct them and define them to that point, which was unhealthy and actually destructive. So really cool read, guys. Check out that. If you love the show, guys, share it with your network, please. That'd be great. Leave me a review on iTunes if you get a moment there as well. That'd be cool. And until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Hidden Why podcast, where it's all about living life with passion. For all the latest news and updates, please subscribe online to thehiddenwhy.com.
There you go, guys. There's a thought today for you to take away and reflect on. Guys, just a quick couple of favours to ask once again. If you could share it with your network, that would be great. If you do get a moment and you'd like to leave us a review on iTunes, if you love the show, that would also be favourable. And guys, if you love the show, why not subscribe? Subscribe to our newsletter, subscribe to the podcast, and check out THYTV, the YouTube video series that is an extension of The Hidden Why. Guys, that's it from me. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope you have a great day. And until next time, you know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Find more purpose in everything you do. And in doing so, discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Martinuzzi. Signing out.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to The Hidden Why podcast, where it's all about living life with passion. For all the latest news and updates, please subscribe online, thehiddenwhy.com. This is The Hidden Why.
Are you ready to discover your hidden why, to discover your life's purpose? Then jump onto thehiddenwhy.com and download my free discovery questionnaire. It's designed to help you connect with what's truly important in your life, and in doing so, create more freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. This is the discovery questionnaire. You can download it at thehiddenwhy.com under the resources tab. Discover your hidden why.